Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We are talking just about everything today, right, Wes?
We're a little bit all over the board today. This is not your typical Huskies Drive Time, which is kind of good.
Yeah.
Mix it up a little bit.
We had a great night last night at Huskies Night Out. If you missed it, Coach Hagen Miller, Coach Kevin Luke, Coach Kim Cameron, and Coach Mel Pearson all spoke, and it was good to get Coach Pearson up there after that tough week. He's good at making, kind of turning it around and making a tough weekend into a positive, and hopefully that's will be the case here this weekend.
Well, absolutely, and yeah, it's good to hear from all the coaches, but yeah, especially Mel, and see him smile a little bit and acknowledge, hey, they had a bad weekend. How about the story about them shredding up the DVDs from last weekend and putting that one behind them? So yeah, a lot of good stuff yet to come, but kind of a curveball for Drive Time today, as we had a tennis student athlete and a Nordic skiing student athlete. Now we have from Michigan Tech Recreation, Ann Hoover, joining us by phone. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks very much.
We're here to talk about some stuff you got going on with Michigan Tech Recreation. I guess we'll start with your experience and time in the fitness industry.
Well, believe it or not, I've been in the fitness industry since 1994, so if you want to do the math there, it's been a while. For about 20 years now, actually. So yeah, I've been in this industry for a very long time. But, it actually started when I was very young. I was probably 12 or 13 years old, started in cross country myself, and got a love to running, as well as realizing that around 15 or so, I started really getting my interest into weightlifting. So between the two passions, that really kind of led me to where I am today, quite honestly. So it's been awesome. I went to Northern Michigan University with a health and fitness management degree, and luckily ended up staying here in the UP, which, we all recycle, coming back to this area. And so I'm actually so excited and proud to be back here working, and for Michigan Tech, of course.
Now you're doing some personal training stuff with Michigan Tech Recreation. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. What I do right now is I actually am the fitness coordinator here at Michigan Tech for the Fitness Center, as well as the aquatics coordinator, and I do personal training included in the fitness center and the pool, for that matter. We are located here at the SDC, which everyone knows where that is, I've been doing that for the last 2 years when I've joined the team here. It's been a lot of fun. It's more about the availability of contact, about personal training, but we've been advertising out there the last few years that's a really good service that we have on board now. So we're located, if many don't know it, we're on the second floor of the SDC. So when you come into the SDC complex, if you're looking at the ticket office, you turn right through the double doors and you go up the stairs, and that's the second level where all the offices are. And if you follow straight down the hallway, you're going to run into our fitness dance studio, where all of our community programs are being held. And then right past that is our fitness center. And, the great thing about our fitness center is it is huge. We have the largest space for everything, including free weights, cardiovascular, weight machines, everything. So, I'm happy to be able to work in a facility that large. That's officially why we call it a complex, because we offer so much. It's great. It's a great space to be doing personal training in. You see so many different groups and diversity of people and different populations. It's wonderful. It's great to see that we have people from the ages, of youth all the way into, your senior years working out there, because we have a vast variety of equipment to offer. And then the personal training comes into play. I've worked with everyone from the age of 12 all the way up to, in their 80s. Based on what their needs are, coming to our facility, and we have the service to, to give to all those types of populations. So it's really cool.
Now, that facility is about 100 feet from my office, yet I don't seem to get there very often.
Interesting. You're one of the few that they say that, because we actually host quite a few of the coaches that come to the fitness center, and faculty and staff. In fact, that's what's so great is, it is at our back door.
Absolutely.
But it's so neat for, other members to be able to come in and see, all the coaches, representing fitness and exercising, and there are quite a few. So it's really nice. You go in there, on a regular basis, and they're running and lifting weights and, kind of having a little breath of fresh air for themselves, because I'm sure they need it. So it's awesome. I mean, where else can you go, you know, to be able to run into the coaches here at Michigan Tech and get to see, you know, them in action as well?
You can ask Coach Luke why he didn't play zone more while he's on the treadmill there, and he'll be out of breath, so he can't really get after you too bad.
He owns the bike, actually. The bike is him.
You talk about personal training, and I imagine motivation is a big reason why people like to get a personal trainer. You know, what are some of the reasons you see that people need a personal trainer?
Well, you know, one of the biggest reasons, quite honestly, there's so many people out there that actually struggle with this because they're not raised in that lifestyle. You know, there's actually a minority of people that are actually out there that quite understand, you know, what this lifestyle is. Now, it's becoming more and more popular, which is so great to see, but there's a lot of people that are really uneducated and don't understand the structure and what their needs are, you know, to make them, you know, their lives better. So one of the things about being a personal trainer, that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to not only represent fitness, but show people and educate them on how to improve their lifestyle. Because truly, you know, we talk a lot about how there's so many quick fixes. We see a lot of reality shows doing a lot of intense activity, which is great to some degree. But the reality is getting that ownership on ourselves and being able to take it, you know, for a lifestyle. You know, I'm 41 years old, and God willing, I'm hoping to say I have a good 40 years left in me. I ride on a bike with a woman outside, 82 years old, and she can ride a 40-mile ride easily with me. She rides 1,000 miles every summer. That's Joan Hamer. And that woman is an inspiration. And that's what I'm trying to prove, is that if we can pace ourselves correctly, think of how many more years you can be active and fit and functional. And that's the quality that we're looking for. And, you know, when people come to see me, that's what I'm trying to instill in their minds and in their hearts, is that you're trying to find yourself and love yourself enough to where you take care of yourself, not only for yourself, but to represent for your family and, you know, your friends and everyone around you. Even my daughter, she's 12. And one of the neatest things I ever saw was I went into the school one day, and she had, you know, how they post things on the walls of, you know, little articles and whatnot. And she wrote, you know, I want to run a marathon like my mom. And I thought, you know what, that's what it's about, is representation and feeling good about yourself and being able to show that. And that's the power, you know, in our lives. And so what I'm trying to do is, one, give that motivation. And when they start to realize that, it's like then there's that click. Like, okay, I can do this, and I need to pace myself. The other thing that we try to do is show the difference between quality versus quantity. You know, it's instilled in our brains that everything has to be at least so many minutes. It has to be 30 or plus and whatnot. And, you know, when you look at elite athletes and people that are really active, that's how, it, you know, it is. But the person who's coming from the absolute baseline of zero activity, you know, 10 minutes is a lot. And so, really, when they start getting adapted to exercise, the most important thing is realizing that if, you know what, I have 10 minutes, I'm going to make 10 quality minutes versus, you know, here and there, on and off. So right. The name of the game is consistency, and that's what we're trying to make sure people understand. And so when you sign up for a personal training session, you know, that's what it's about, is getting the structure, you know, and the accountability in the beginning, because you do need that. And that's, you know, important to be able to know, okay, I've signed up for something, I need to come in, I need to be shown what to do because I'm not sure. And then once I'm getting comfortable, you know, slowly but surely, a personal trainer can wean them into learning how to do it on their own. And then there are some people who do need to have that accountability, or just having somebody there to motivate them regularly. We're not all perfect with this, so it is difficult to be able to say, I can do this on my own all the time. But that's the great thing about, you know, what I do, is I'm there for people when they want to check in here and there, or when they want to work with someone, you know, with me consistently, or they just want to get started. And then once they have, they feel comfortable going out on their own. So those are the main things that are so important, you know, is learning that it's not a quick fix, it's a lifestyle change, and it's something that you got to learn and educate yourself and practice.
And we're out of time here, but tell people quick how they can set up a training session with you.
Certainly. You can go online and check it out, or contact the ticket office. You can buy a personal training session pass, or you can buy 6 session passes there. They will give you the information to contact me. You contact me, we'll set up an appointment and get started the right way.
Sounds good. Ann Hoover, a fitness coordinator over at Michigan Tech. And great job, Ann. We'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Okay, thanks very much.
All right, and they're on Mix 93 WKMJ and Huskies Drive Time. And that is it. Big Michigan Tech basketball games on the road this weekend and a huge hockey series against Northern Michigan.
Home and home with the Wildcats Friday at 7 here at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. It's the last regular season home game. Make sure you get out and support the Huskies. And lots of stuff going on. Everything covered right here on Mix 93. Looking forward to it, Dirk.
Sounds good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.